Well, well, here we are.
How can we love our country and not love our countrymen?
I have really nothing to, how do you answer that?
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
Hello, you speak English, sir? Paula Usted English?
All right, people, we're going to try something a little different today.
We are a nation that has a government, not the other way around.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
We, as Americans, have the capacity now, as we've had in the past, to do whatever needs to be done to preserve this last and greatest bastion of freedom.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Now here is your host, John Rush.
And I'm your host, Andy Pate, filling in for John Rush, and I'm joined by Mr. Luke Cashman. How you doing, Luke?
It's me. I'm Luke Cashman.
You are Luke Cashman.
You're Andy Pate.
I woke up for years, day after day after day, wondering who is Luke Cashman.
Then
I met you.
Yeah?
Everything makes sense now.
Did I live up to your expectations?
Oh, absolutely. You exceeded them, sir.
I'm glad. I wish I could exceed my own expectations.
That's good. You never will because they're a little too high. Okay, we're going to talk. We'll talk a little bit later. The Derek Chauvin results are coming in very soon. Are they in yet, Charlie? Not quite. Okay. Talk a little about that. But most of what we're going to talk about this hour is Douglas County is open. All the way open. And open for business. And they did that before the weekend. So we're going to talk about why. And we're going to talk to a restaurateur as to how that's going. But first, are you ready for the impossible question?
Yes.
All right. Yesterday's was, during the 80s and 90s, Luke Cashman, 41% of kids had this board game.
Between the 80s and 90s?
Yeah, during the 80s and 90s, 41%. Now, you were prenatal.
Yeah, I'm 98. So.
Yeah, you didn't exist.
God, what are some popular board games?
Okay.
All right, I'll rapid fire three.
Okay.
Battleship?
Love it, but no.
Monopoly.
Love it, but no.
I lied. I only had two. Those are the two.
Did you ever play Risk?
I have once. Those games last a long time.
Yeah, they do. They're great. I used to play it well into the night, and it was really fun. But no, the answer was Candyland.
Really?
Yes.
I don't think I would have ever guessed that.
Marie was here yesterday, and she actually guessed Candyland. Marie, wherever you are in the universe, you guessed right. Candyland is a lot like another game that I was talking about, Chutes and Ladders.
I remember that one.
Yeah, and it's this game where all you do is, you do no skill. All you do is roll the dice.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever you land, you draw a card, and you do what the card says, and you move on.
Good stuff.
Yes.
Good
and
classic.
As I said yesterday, I was the national champ of Chutes and Ladders.
I never knew that about you.
No, yeah. Oh, well, there's no truth to the reports, though, that I swept the leg of the girl who came in second place. I mean, those rumors are completely, mostly false. Also, the ones that I use steroids, not true. It was all talent.
Performance enhancement in Chutes and Ladders.
Well,
controversy of the century.
May have needed an edge. I don't want to talk about it. Okay, today's impossible question, by the way, folks. If you have an answer, please let us know on the KLZ Facebook page. Here we go. What is the highest income day in the marijuana industry? Now, Charlie, is this like in history? Because then, I mean, when did the Grateful Dead release their first album? We don't know. Okay. Do you have any idea?
I feel like that question's not too impossible. It's today, right?
Exactly.
It's today.
It's today. Today is the stoner holiday. It's 420 is the stoner holiday, or as many will be calling it by tonight, 24, or Saturday or whatever. They're not going to know what to call it by tonight. By the way, incidentally, this is also the highest income day for whoever makes Cheetos.
Oh, that, you know, makes sense. Makes sense.
You know, it's true.
Snack items, all the fun little munchies.
Why did this come around? Was that like a protest day? Charlie, was this like a protest day? He's looking blank. And Charlie, your pupils are dilated. Why is that? Okay.
So I was always under the impression, originally, that it was on 420 because that was the code for marijuana, for police, you know.
Right, a 420. That's
turns out that's...
Guilty on all three charges, folks. Wow. It has just come down. Derek Chauvin has been pronounced guilty on all three charges. Okay, you were saying.
I feel like that's very important to jump back into marijuana. But apparently that's wrong. Apparently that wasn't it. I don't know how that rumor got started, and I guess no one was smart enough to look it up to confirm. So I don't know the importance of 420. I just know that it's the stoner holiday.
It is the stoner holiday. Okay, guys, that one I think we've already got, so I wouldn't worry about that. We're going to take a break here pretty soon because we've got to get to our next guest. But first, yes, Derek Chauvin has been pronounced guilty on all counts. I don't think that's a huge surprise to you.
No, not at all. I think that was we saw that coming from a mile away. But that confirmation, you know.
There you go. All right. Well, tell you what, let's go to break, and when we come back, we will talk to Laura Thomas. All right. And first, Extreme Auto Repair is next. And folks, they offer you something you don't always find in auto repair: transparency. Extreme doesn't just tell you what you need, what you don't need. They'll walk you through it top to bottom if you want. So give them a call at 303-841-1071, or you can find them at klzradio.com. Always honest, always open, Extreme Auto Repair.
Go with your gut. You know when an estimate from a mechanic doesn't feel right. Maybe they're telling you to fix a bunch of stuff you didn't even know was broken. Maybe their prices seem surprisingly high. The team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will give you a second opinion for free, so you know what's reasonable and what's not. They can typically beat the prices of their competitors, but they won't hold it against you if you decide to go back to the first guy. Either way, you have the peace of mind. The team at Extreme Auto Repair wants to keep you safe and keep your vehicle on the road longer, but they never want to pressure you into repairs that you don't really need. So with every estimate, the team at Extreme Auto Repair will give you a priority list showing you all of your recommended maintenance items in order from the most to least important. That way, you decide what you want to take care of now and what can wait until later. Free second opinions at klzradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
All right, Bruce Simmons with American Liberty Mortgage. Hey, you know, we're always told your house is an investment.
It is.
Yeah,
it's
we always
hear
that.
Big investment.
Well, here's a question, though. When does that investment pay off?
That's a great question.
Yeah, well, if you're 62 or older, the answer is right now. Just call Bruce Simmons with American Liberty Mortgage, and he can show you how a reverse mortgage can make your investment pay off now. Call Bruce at 303-467-7821, or you can find Bruce Simmons at klzradio.com.
A reverse mortgage with Bruce Simmons puts more money in your pocket. One of the common misconceptions Bruce hears about reverse mortgages is that they're too expensive. But here in the Front Range, chances are good your property value will keep going up even after you get the loan, which means your overall equity may actually increase over time instead of shrinking. Plus, you get the benefit of using a portion of your home's value now instead of waiting until you sell the house. Best of all, FHA reverse mortgages are non-recourse loans, which means they're guaranteed by the government. So no matter what happens to the housing market, as long as you keep paying taxes and insurance, you can never lose the house or pass on debt to your heirs beyond the value of the home. A reverse mortgage puts more money in your pocket. Ask Bruce Simmons now at klzradio.com/reverse. Personalized reverse mortgage expertise. NMLS number 409914. American Liberty Mortgage is an equal housing lender.
You've already been through a collision. Now give yourself the gift of a gorgeous vehicle inside and out. Al Sturm and his team at A Good Shop Auto Body continue to earn OE certifications for name brands like Subaru, Ford, and many others so they can get your vehicle back to pre-loss condition with the parts and service recommended by your manufacturer. Now A Good Shop offers full detailing as an add-on service so your vehicle feels like new. Click on the free virtual estimate button now at klzradio.com/collision and ask for a full detailing service, including carpet shampooing for the entire interior or trunk, or upgrade to include a ceramic coating that will keep your paint in shiny new condition. Al and his team want to give every customer the wow factor of a vehicle that feels like new. Mention KLZ in your virtual estimate request for $100 off your repairs. A Good Shop in North Glen and Commerce City. Certified collision repair worth referring.
God. Country. Reason. Now back to John Rush.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate filling in for John Rush along with Luke Cashman. And on the line right now we have one of my personal heroes, Laura Thomas, Commissioner from Douglas County. Laura, how you doing?
I'm doing great, John. How are you?
Doing well, doing well. Hey, Laura, how many commissioners are there in Douglas County?
There are three of us. Three of us.
Okay, so you're not the one lone empress. You don't, like, carry a scepter or anything like that. You actually share the power?
I actually work every day with people and my two fellow commissioners, and I don't even know what a scepter is.
Oh, she puts it so nicely.
So
see,
elegant.
I'm a radio guy. I can put it, you know, more mean. Nah. Hey, Laura, was it a unanimous vote by the three of you to get rid of all the restrictions in Douglas County?
It was, because we believe that citizens and adults know better for them than government does.
Oh, my gosh. Where did you come up with that?
Oh, I think I always knew that. I think government needs to be tiny and out of our lives.
What a concept. Well, I'll bet it's going to be going really well. But can you first, before we talk about some of the results of this in Douglas County, can you walk us through how you got there? Were there numbers that you were seeing? Were you seeing things just going the right way in Douglas County? Because I know your numbers were very good on COVID.
Well, our numbers have been very good on COVID until recently. And we have, I think our positivity is actually at 8. But here's what's important are the severity metrics, the number of deaths, the number of people in the hospital. And when we wrote this resolution, the last death had been on February 15th. And then after we did our resolution, suddenly there were like 9 or 11 more deaths that popped into the data. But the hospitals still have 27% capacity. And so hospitals need to be full to pay the bills as well. So it's a balance. And the middle of March, the governor told us, he told the state, that on April 16th, he was going to push control of the dial and the restrictions back to the counties in the form of guidance. Well, then Tri-County Health decided that we weren't ready in Adams, Arapahoe, and Douglas for guidance, and so their Board of Health did a motion to keep all three of those counties under restrictions.
Based on what?
But the Douglas County, because of the number of cases, the positive cases and the positivity rate.
Okay, Laura, let me jump in here for a second. I want you to keep going, but let me jump in. I don't care how many cases of COVID there are, okay? I care how many people die because of COVID, all right? And so if you have tons of cases exploding, especially through young people, which is what we're seeing nationally right now, the rise that we saw recently in cases, which, by the way, almost entirely happened in blue states, gotta say it, was almost always amongst young people with an incredibly low mortality rate. And the second thing I want to mention is you said that they suddenly dropped 8 more deaths into the system that they said were COVID related. Just a reminder, that means you had 8 more deaths where COVID was present. It does not mean COVID was the primary cause of the death. In fact, COVID is the primary cause of the death under 10% of the time. So I just want to, keep that in context, if that's okay.
Oh, absolutely. I think facts matter.
Yeah. Yeah. And well, that's just it, Laura. I mean, we're looking at something in COVID. I don't take it lightly. I believe it's a severe respiratory virus. I do. And I believe that if people are vulnerable in other areas, if they, have extreme age, if they are immune compromised and so forth, then yes, they are going to be more at risk with this respiratory illness. It can put them over the ledge. But we have to keep in mind, Laura, the average age of death from COVID is about the same as the average lifespan of an American. So we have to, is it right to shut down everybody's lives rather than simply shelter the vulnerable?
That's a pretty good concept.
Okay.
So let me finish. What happened?
Yes,
in
yes.
County,
back to what
Health,
happened.
The Board of Health voted to keep all three counties under the restrictions for 30 more days till the middle of May. But in November, Douglas County negotiated an agreement with Tri-County Health that if we agreed to stay with Tri-County Health until January of 2023, that we also could opt out of any public health order that the Board of Health issued that we did not agree with.
I remember
that.
So
we immediately said we are going to post this for the business meeting on Tuesday, which was a week ago today, And we are going to write a resolution that lists all the facts about COVID. But because the cases are, even though the cases are up, because the hospitalizations are down, the deaths are down, and over 90% of our vulnerable 70-plus population is vaccinated.
Over 90% in Douglas or Colorado?
In Douglas.
Really? I knew it was high. I knew it was over 80. I didn't know that you guys had over 90%. So over 90% of the vulnerable population is vaccinated, and Tri-County still wanted you to put it off another month before really opening?
For all three counties, and I don't know what the data is in Arapahoe and Adams.
Sure.
But we just, the three of us, talked about it, and my fellow commissioners are George Teal and Abe Layden, and I, and the three of us talked about the resolution and agreed that it was time for our adults to start making decisions for themselves and their families. The only caveat we need to make clear on is the governor has extended the public health order. I think it's either 34 or 38 that requires masks in public, and that's in place until May 3rd.
Okay. Now, Denver did a similar thing because, let's face it, I'm just going to be honest here. A lot of people we're seeing, whenever a county opens up, the business goes there. People race there so they can have fun and live life again. And so Denver also, they lowered their restrictions, and they did it in terms of how many people can be in a restaurant, 100% rather than 50% capacity. But how is that different from what you did?
It's my understanding that Denver still kept their six-foot distancing in place. But Douglas County did not. We told businesses and restaurants and gyms and churches, do whatever you'd like to as long as you maintain fire codes. And I bet there are some restaurants that are still maintaining distancing because they have a clientele that wants that. I know that my church has an 8 a.m. Sunday morning mass that is distanced with masks.
Okay. Well, you know what? And that 8 a.m. You know, I used to actually, when I was in the military, I was in the Air Force, and I also cared for the chapel. And the early Catholic masses, can I just say this? They were largely populated by the elderly. It was the next mass at around 9 or 10 where the younger people came in. And so I could actually see stricter restrictions from a Catholic church with an early mass.
That's what St. Mark's has done, and the rest of them, we have to wear a mask from the front door to our pew, but once we are seated, just like in a restaurant, we don't have to wear a mask.
Okay. Now, I know you don't want to take pot shots at Denver, but I do, so I will. If you, how on earth, Laura, can we have leave 6 feet in place and say that you can have 100% seating, but we have 6 feet spacing? How on earth does that work? And what really gets me, Laura, is that I think in Denver and some other places, they need to listen to you folks in Douglas County, because you understand these businesses are paying for that floor space, and they are paying a lot of money. How does that work?
They absolutely are. And, you know, you asked, how long is this going to last? When's the baseball game?
The baseball game?
Do you know?
Oh, you mean
the
one where Governor Polis says everybody, they can pack it in?
Yeah, when is that?
I don't know. The All-Star game.
I think it's in July or something.
Oh, you don't. Do you think that he'll drag it till then? That scares me.
Well, I just know you said when will, and I know by then, right?
Once the money starts coming in.
Well put. Luke says once the money, you're right. So we know at least by then, because that aligns with the day that he brought in. Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. Let me ask you this, Laura. How'd it go this weekend? Were you out and about at all? Did you see any places opening up, you know, taking those X's off their tables and making it so people could seat?
Yep. We've been going out to dinner a lot because we're trying to support our businesses and we're leaving big tips. And so we really haven't done reservations. So Friday night, we went to a restaurant in Castle Pines. And they looked at us and said, no reservation, no room for you, goodbye. And so we went to another restaurant in Castle Pines, and the only place they had one table left in the bar. And they had all the tables open. And what was really interesting is that Then this weekend, I took my mom out to dinner, who lives in Jeffco, and we walked in, and they had tape across the tables. And at first, I thought, I need to go tell the owner they can open. I thought, oh, wait a minute, I'm not in Douglas County.
You crossed the border.
I did.
Did you have to hire a coyote to get you back? I mean, into Douglas just to be safe. You know, this is hilarious, Laura, because everybody says, oh my gosh, people aren't going to want to go out to where we have no restrictions. They won't feel safe. Okay, you guys took down the restrictions, and now you're telling me you can't get near a restaurant. Everything's packed. Everything's loaded. And so my question is this, Laura, why are we shoveling tax money at people in the form of checks when we could just open up? Because I see a lot of business happening. I see waiters and waitresses making big tips. I see, you know, restaurants having to hire again in Douglas County. Why not just do it your way?
Well, it would be great if we could do it our way, but I was talking to the owner of a major restaurant in Douglas County Friday morning, and he said, my gosh, we are struggling to get waiters and servers to come back because of the government money they're getting for doing nothing. We are struggling.
Yeah, yeah, I've heard that too. And it's basically, so on the one hand, they're giving people checks everywhere, right, stimulus checks. And on the other hand, they bump up unemployment pay so high that these restaurants try to go out and get people to work there and they can't find anyone. It's just crazy, Laura. I don't understand why they can't just look at a place like Douglas County, look at your three commissioners there, and say they got it right. Just open up. Open up. Quit puffing up unemployment. Quit giving out checks. Just open up, and people will spend because they want to. I mean, it sounds to me like people are awfully happy down there.
Well, it looks like to me they are, and I got to tell you, John, when I look around and see what's going on, I think who in the world would think it's a good idea to put government in charge of anything?
Yeah. I mean, why would you want that? Why would you want the people who run the DMV? Now, you know what? That's harsh. My DMV is pretty good. But, you know, why would you want them always running all your businesses when the businesses run well themselves? Let me ask you one last question here, Laura, before we let you go. And then I want to get your information to everybody. The national chains. Okay, national chains like Black Eyed Pea and places like that. How are they handling it in Douglas County? I mean, are they going to 100% occupancy, or do they have these strict across-the-board lockdowns within their companies to where they won't open up?
The only way I can answer that is tell you that I pop into Starbucks every once in a while.
Okay.
And even while restaurants could have indoor seatings, Starbucks had all their tables closed. So I'm not sure what's going on with some of these bigger chains.
Well, that's not too bright because, you know, people like to go to Starbucks and camp out. By the way, what's your favorite drink? What do you get?
I get a chai soy latte. No, a latte soy chai. That's what it is.
Latte soy chai. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I have one final question, I guess. Obviously, a lot of people are still going to be concerned. You know, not everyone is going to agree with the decision to open up Douglas County. And I'm curious is, what are your words or what do you have to say to people who don't necessarily agree with this decision or think it's a bad idea?
Well, this is all about personal choice, and there's no shaming involved. If someone needs to wear one or two masks, they absolutely can do that. And if they're not comfortable going into a restaurant, there's lots of restaurants still doing curbside delivery. So I think this opportunity really gives everybody the choice to do what's best for them.
So basically, choice for all, control over none, right?
That's it, except for masks until May 3rd.
Okay, sounds like liberty to me. Hey, Laura Thomas, how can people learn more about you, learn what you guys are doing down there in Douglas County, and maybe support you?
My website is laurathomas.org. That's LORA Thomas.org. And the Douglas County website has tons of information about what we're doing.
Fantastic, Laura. Okay, keep up the good work, all right?
My pleasure. Take care. God bless.
God bless. Take care. Okay, next up is Franktown Firearms. Folks, don't just buy a gun. Don't just buy a gun. I'm serious. Get trained, get guidance, get challenged to shoot from different platforms for different situations, like you're going to see in real life. Am I making sense here, Luke?
Oh, you're making a whole lot of sense.
I mean, a lot of times you go to these places and the training you get there is perfect if the bad guy stands still, maybe draws a target on his chest or holds up one of those pieces of paper. But I mean, it's not going to really work well in the real life. You're not going to be able to defend yourself when it matters. At Franktown, they make sure you can. So go to Franktown Firearms and get $50 off your initiation fee plus your first month free. You can find them at klzradio.com or call Franktown at 720-770-7777.
Find more guns and ammo at lower prices, only at Franktown Firearms. Everyone says they value long-term relationships with their customers, but the team at Franktown Firearms back up their words with actions by keeping their prices fair and their shelves as full as possible. Because they maintain good relationships with their suppliers, the team at Franktown Firearms has developed a reputation for reliability, which allows them to keep their shelves stocked during nationwide shortages. Because they always have new shipments coming in, they haven't had to hike up prices, so you can find guns and ammo at or below MSRP. You will go back again and again to a shooting range and gun store where you feel respected, and the team at Franktown Firearms shows respect through reasonable prices and a consistent supply of guns and ammo. Fill out their contact form at klzradio.com/franktown for specific pricing. Franktown Firearms, where students become friends.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Greg with Open Range Services said, "With all the things I have to worry about in a day, it's nice not to have to worry about this complex beast of a machine outside my office. BES has done a great job of maintaining it for us, and we use the heck out of it. I have had some not-so-fun experiences with office machine maintenance companies in the past. Thanks for giving me one less thing to worry about." If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or have a problem with equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate filling in for John Rush one more day, but John, we'll be back tomorrow, so Reason returns to Rush to Reason on Wednesday. I'm joined by Luke Cashman.
It's me. I'm Luke Cashman.
You are still Luke Cashman, once again.
I'm Luke Cashman, and I'm still here.
Philosophers for centuries pondered the question, who is Luke Cashman?
I don't think we'll ever get an answer.
They were lost until now. Okay. Well, actually, they're still lost today because it's, you know, Weed Day. It's National Marijuana Day. Okay. On the line right now, we have Sandra Liberati. Sandra, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you guys this afternoon?
We are doing fantastic. You doing well?
I'm doing well.
I'd be doing better if I were at Artisan Pizza. Sandra.
That's true. Having your favorite pizza.
Exactly. Folks,
with green peppers, no less.
I did have some green peppers, but I made sure that everything else that I had on that pizza was meat.
Oh.
Like, yes, I always say, I like my pizza to have hooves sticking up out of it. I like a pizza that is just, you know, it moves. I like a pizza that stares up at me angrily and says, "Why are you doing this?" So that's the kind of pizza I like. I just want to say, Sandra, and for those who don't know, Sandra and her husband run Artisan Pizza in Parker, Colorado. I went there and it was delicious. Not just saying that because you're on the air. I'm saying it because it was good. And it's one of these places where it's about $11 a pizza and you can put whatever you want on it, right?
Correct. Okay. Yep, absolutely. I know you and your wife had happy plates, so that was fantastic to see you. Each made your own pie, and you ate them with smiling faces.
You see, we'll get into your pizza in a little bit here. We'll talk about Douglas County first. But before we even talk about that, how many marriages have you saved? Because let's face it, couples argue over what movie to watch and what to put on their pizza. You know, people think they argue about money. No, that comes in third, okay? And politics and religion, those are fourth and fifth. But really, first is what to put on the pizza. And you make it so people can go into Artisan Pizza and actually rescue their marriage. I think that is wonderful of you.
They are thrilled. They are ecstatic. So many conversations happen in front of us where the husband is making his own pizza, and then he's sort of looking at what his wife is making, and she says, "Oh, no, you're not having a bite of this. I'm putting black olives on it, and you don't like those, so hands off."
Exactly.
It's really cute.
I know. By the time we walked out of there, my wife looked at me and she said, "You know what? You're all right."
That's fantastic.
It was incredible.
Glad to help.
Yeah, thanks. Okay, let me tell you what's really all right. We're talking today in the first hour about Douglas County opening up for real. By the way, we were talking to Laura Thomas before you. I don't know if you heard that. She's the commissioner down there, one of them. And Denver County said that they were doing the same thing, right? You can have 100% capacity, but they're keeping the 6 feet spacing.
Right.
How does that work?
So I did tune in and hear Laura Thomas on your segment prior to this.
She's great.
Because I was very interested to see what she had to say. And we are extremely grateful that Douglas County opted out, and that not only are we open to 100% capacity, but there are no restrictions. There is no 6 foot restriction. Our restaurant only seats about 45 people, so it's a little bit smaller. It's difficult to get that 6 foot. We have tables now. All of our tables are open, 100% capacity. We have tables that are closer together, maybe 3-4 feet in between. We have tables that are 8 to 10 feet away from the next closest person.
Okay, if I came in, if I bought enough meat pizzas, if Luke and I came in, we got enough meat pizzas, could we put one on every table and occupy the whole place? Do we have to share?
You could.
I mean, because if we get really into it.
So you're bringing 43 people. You and Luke are coming with 43 people, and you're filling the restaurant.
Oh!
And I would never say no to that. Please.
I was going
to
buy 43
Absolutely.
Pizzas. I don't know about the people. I'm not a sharing guy.
Oh, you're not bringing the people. You're just...
I only share with my wife, who dominates me. But, yeah, in general, it's just not my... Okay. So I look at the Tri-County, right? Tri-County Health Board. And by the way, if I may, Sandra, let me cut them a little bit of slack. It is a weird situation when you are in a government position and people say that you are responsible for the health of hundreds of thousands of people in an area. Okay?
Absolutely.
That's weird.
Right.
And by the way, but this is why I don't think government should be deciding these things. What if consumers decide it and they decide, hey, at my own risk, I'm going to go into this place that only has 50% capacity, or this place that has 100, this place that has 6 feet, that place that has masks, this place that doesn't, right? What if we leave
Absolutely.
It up to consumers to choose where they want to go on their own?
Well, that would be a very small government / personal responsibility. We all have our freedoms to behave in a responsible manner. Way to think about it, which we're all about that. People tend to act very responsibly. They care for other people. They care for their families when they're given the opportunity to act within their freedoms of personal responsibility. It's actually a very successful model.
All right, let's talk. Yeah, it's called America. That's kind of cool,
right.
Actually. It's done. America did really well while we had freedom. That was a good time.
Correct.
Let me ask you how it did over the weekend. So you guys opened up, you had 100%. Let me guess, everybody was terrified of the freedom. And so you had empty tables, empty seats. Everybody was just thinking, oh my gosh, if there's 100%, we cannot go in there because we can't live with that. And so are you guys going out of business now? What's happening?
Well, I'm sorry to break it to you, but our restaurant was full.
Oh!
People were happy. There were... the restaurant was full of happy eating people with family, with friends, people who had games over the weekend were coming in with teammates. And yeah, everybody was thrilled. And there were more seats to be had. So when we were at limited capacity and people would come in and kind of look around and say, well, I guess I'll take it to go because there was nowhere to sit. They don't have to do that anymore. And we had very positive feedback. People were ecstatic.
You know, and I've said this before, I'm going to say it again, and Luke, I want you to chime in on this. Pizza places are best packed. I like to have the crowd in there. I like to have that baseball team that's over to the right and that, you know, group of guys who are drinking and watching a game on a TV who are off to the left and a family that's getting together, you know, getting all the kids and grandparents and everybody together. I don't like 25% capacity in a pizza place. What do you think, Luke?
I mean, it's all about... It's atmosphere, right?
Yeah.
It's
definitely.
I mean, Luke, what kind of beer do you like?
Oh, geez. Anything
narrow
that has
it down
alcohol
to the top 10. Okay.
Not picky.
Not picky. Okay. Sandra, what are your best-selling beers?
So we carry 90 Shilling and Titan IPA, White Rascal. Those are probably our best sellers. Coors Light, fan favorite, state favorite. We also sell a lot of Coors Light. But we have all the Colorado craft beer, and people love the selection.
Good. Then Luke could go there because, you know, without that, I'm just not sure he can make it. Would you be okay in there?
Yeah. You know, you can't see the air quotes, but I'd be sampling all of them.
Ah, he'd be sampling.
Sampling, air quotes.
Okay, so Sandra, basically what you're saying is people are happy in Douglas County. How does this feel? I mean, how is it for your employees? That's what I want to know. How is it for your employees who have been waiting to serve all these people? Are you having a hard time getting employees because they can get so much on unemployment right now? How's that working out for you?
So, I heard Laura address this as well. We are hiring. There are a ton of businesses in Douglas County, and I'm sure we're not alone.
Luke,
that
Luke
hiring.
Luke works for beer. Just so you know.
He works for beer.
Yeah.
So we might be able to work something out there.
Oh, okay.
We have
okay.
a private chat. So, no, it is difficult because you have an increase in people coming into the restaurant, and that's fantastic. We don't have servers. We're a quick serve restaurant,
right.
So we don't have that server aspect, but definitely we are in need of employees because we're seeing an uptick of people come into the restaurant. So to best serve them and give the absolute best customer service that we always want to give, we could always use a few more bodies. So
what's it like for you
absolutely.
And the what's it like for you and the hubby? And I'm going to talk about both of you after the break. I want to hear more of the history of the place and how he came, because I know he came up with a lot of the recipes. But what's it like for you two trying to cover this place when, let's face it, you don't have the staffing that you wish you had, you could use a few more, and you got so many people coming in because they're all going, freedom! I mean, what's it like right now for you two? Just how thin are you stretched?
You know, it's exhausting, but it's a good exhausting. I would much rather be spending my time with customers and giving that customer service and making pizzas than trying to jump through hoops about, you know, making a gazillion signs. You have to wear your mask. You have to stand 6 feet apart, putting tape on the floor. It's just a different work, but I'm much happier to be engaging with our customers and making our great artisan pizzas.
Okay, last question. And I know you don't want to get hyper-political, okay, but just basically, looking back over the last year with all the restrictions and what it did do to your restaurant, okay, and looking at states where they loosened up much more quickly than we did and they didn't have any more problems with COVID than we did, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying there were states that loosened up, you know, Florida, South Dakota, Texas, loosened up much faster and didn't have worse numbers. Do you look back with some anger? I mean, do you look back or at least with some frustration and say, geez, I wish we hadn't done it this way?
I would say probably frustration more so because the data always seemed to have two sides to it, and our state seemed to be opting towards the data narrative that they wanted to look at and made decisions based on that. And I think there was a lot of data to indicate on the other side that businesses could open and people could function in a society where they made their decisions where they went, when they went, how many masks they wore, if none, when they went out. So I think frustration more than anger, just frustration, because you know that there's two sides. And when the government of your state is choosing to listen to one side, then that's frustrating.
So you're not so much taking a side, but rather wishing the government had listened to both sides.
Listened to both sides and understood that the economic impact was going to last for such an enormous amount of time. And I think, honestly, I have to say, I think they do know that. I just don't think it was popular to talk about. So the domino effect of the economic impact and the psychological impact, aside from my business, I have kids in school. I have a senior in high school. And that mental and emotional toll has been extraordinarily difficult. These are things that aren't talked about among our politicians or in the media. And I think that's a grave disservice.
All right. Hey, Sandra, can I hold you over the break and then we can talk a little bit more about Artisan Pizza itself, the place?
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Well, next up, folks, is Michael Bailey Law. It seems every year we hear of someone passing away without a good will. Then we see family members and others fighting when they should be mourning, comforting. Make sure that time is their time to remember your time the way it should be. Call Michael Bailey at 720-730-7274, or you can find him at klzradio.com.
KLZ's mobile estate planner knows how to protect your savings from healthcare costs, but you want to plan ahead. You worry about what might happen to your savings should you or your spouse need long-term care. Medicaid could ask you to spend down your assets, draining your accounts. You will feel so much better knowing that you have planned ahead to preserve your assets. Finishing your estate plan with Michael Bailey Law feels like such a relief. Ask Michael Bailey about setting up an asset protection trust. Fill out the contact form now at klzradio.com/estate.
Golden Eagle Financial, folks, taxes are now due May 15th. May 15th. And how you handle your taxes can affect your retirement. Talk to Al Smith now before you file, or if you've already filed, talk to Al to set up a better plan going forward. Call Al at 303-744-1128, or you can find Golden Eagle Financial at klzradio.com.
Feel good about your retirement with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial. You've already done the heavy lifting by setting money aside for retirement all these years. Now you're looking about 10 years ahead and asking, how can I be certain I'll have enough income in retirement? That's where creating a plan becomes vitally important. Al Smith will help you develop a strategy for the money waiting in your 401k or IRA. For the past 16 years, financial advisor Al Smith has specialized in helping his clients make the transition from working to retirement. He will help you make decisions now that will preserve your life savings for the future, like creating a plan to fund a long-term healthcare crisis should that become necessary. You've worked hard for your money. Now let's make sure your money works hard for you. Schedule a free consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial now at klzradio.com/money. Advisory services offered through Foundation Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
All right, American National Insurance. Luke, let me ask you a question. How many years have you not filed an insurance claim?
I don't think I've ever filed an insurance claim.
Exactly. Quite a few, right? Well, I haven't had one in decades. Well, Paul Leuenberger has a program where every year you don't file a claim, you get some money back, which is kind of cool, right? Because people don't think about that. I don't use this very much. So if nothing happens, it'd be kind of nice to get a little bit of money back because I wasn't at risk. Make sense?
Money's good.
Exactly. Money's good. Well, and when you do file a claim, though, Paul makes sure you receive great service. Don't shop online. Talk to a real person, a good person. Call Paul at 303-662-0789.
Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance offers a rebate program unlike any other. Every year that you don't file a claim, you get a certain percentage of your money back. Just one example of how Paul Leuenberger, the personal insurance agent of John Rush, keeps your rates so low. He rewards his customers for their diligence and responsibility. Paul can also help you strategize about when to file a claim and when to pay out of pocket so you save more money in the long run. You don't want to shop online for insurance because you have no idea what you're buying. You need Paul Leuenberger with American National, the no surprises insurance agent. Call 303-662-0789. That's 303-662-0789. And ask Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance for details about his unique rebate program for home and auto insurance. Talk to somebody with the expertise to advise you so you get the coverage you expect.
Learn how to create a tax-free income in retirement so you can make your money last. Register now for a free Social Security and Retirement Income Workshop with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial. Wednesday, April 28th at Ruth Chris Steakhouse on Bellevue. Dinner included. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/money to reserve your seat.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate sitting in for John Rush along with Luke Cashman.
The one and only.
The CEO.
The CEO, the philosopher, the ones that the philosophers ask about.
They had for thousands of years, but now you're here, so I don't have to worry about it anymore. Hey, Sandra Liberati is on the line from Artisan Pizza. Sandra, are you having a good time?
Absolutely. Always good to spend the afternoon with you.
Oh,
and Luke.
Oh, thank you.
And Luke. And Luke is sober. I want you to know he's been sober this entire hour. It's really incredible. I've held him back. All right. Talk to me a little bit about the history of Artisan Pizza again. I know your husband, was he a chef? Is he a chef?
He went to culinary school, and that was his passion, was always to open his own restaurant. So he's been in the restaurant industry his entire life. So this is sort of the culmination of that experience and education. And we're in our fifth year at Artisan Pizza Company. So it's exciting. And sometimes it feels like just yesterday we opened, and sometimes it feels like it's been a long time. It's always been fun.
Any plans to expand?
Possibly. That's probably a question for once we really get the ball rolling out of COVID and see what happens. And, you know, again, talking about staffing and getting, you know, people in place. And once it runs really well without us, we'll look at that next step.
All right. Well, what makes it so special at Artisan Pizza? Why should somebody go there rather than the pizza place down the street?
Well, we're locally owned and operated, as you said. It's just John and I. It's not a franchise. It's not a corporate. And so this is the culmination of a dream to have your own restaurant business. Also, all of our food is fresh. And I think that's something that you don't find everywhere. We make our dough every day. And so what's made today, you're eating tomorrow. And we cut our meat fresh and our veggies fresh. And so it really comes through in your pizza that you're eating fresh ingredients.
You cut your meat fresh. So what about like pepperoni? You cut that?
Don't cut pepperoni. You had to go with the one thing that we don't cut.
I know. That's why. Because I was thinking there's no way in the pepperoni because all those little slices it would take. I just picture your husband in the back room spending hours overnight slicing the pepperoni.
They don't cut the pepperoni. They handcraft it with, yes. You know, they pinch it together. They make.
Oh!
Yeah. It's not a cutting thing.
Yeah.
Now, why? Why'd you come up with the name?
We're back there slicing. Go ahead.
No, why'd you come up with the name Artisan?
Because Artisan is really handcrafted. And so, in addition to the handcrafting of the pizzas that we just do whenever someone comes in, they make their own pizza. So we created our signature menu and we crafted those pizzas. And we spend a lot of time in our own home test kitchen coming up with all of the signature pizzas that are on our menu. So we were sort of the artisans of that. And then the people who come in, our guests, they're the artisans. They literally craft their own pizza. And you just can't go wrong when you're making your own pizza, putting what toppings on it that you want and blending the flavors that are right for you. Well, so it just fits in all those different ways.
Yeah, and let's talk about money here too, Sandra. If I go to, say, Burger King, okay, if I go there, I always get a double meat whopper because, you know, I like the double meat whopper. Okay. And I get the meal. So the double meat whopper and some fries and a Coke, that's it. And I'm spending, with taxes, about $11.
Okay.
I come to you, I get a whole pizza for about $11
fresh.
It's not patties that were flame broiled, you know, 20 years ago that they just rolled out.
It's green peppers that I cut that morning.
Right.
I did cut those green peppers. And
It's big. It's a lot of food and it tastes really good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah. Because
it's fresh. It's fast. It's just as fast as fast food. It cooks in our oven in 3 minutes. So however long it takes you to craft it from beginning to end, if it takes 30 seconds or if it takes 3 minutes, you're crafting your pizza. Once it goes in the oven, it's 3 minutes. So people barely turn around and get their soft drink poured before we're saying your pizza's ready.
Yeah.
So to get something fresh and fast in that amount of time, and during lunch, we do a pairing with a soda. So you get a pizza freshly made and a fountain drink for $10.99, 11 to 2 every day, including weekends.
Oh, that includes it. You're right. That does include the drink. I totally forgot about that.
Yep.
So you throw sure in the does. Fountain drink, you get a fountain drink and a whole pizza, and it's pretty good size. By the way, what are they, like 10 inches or?
They're 11 inches.
11 inches.
Medium pizza, 11 inches.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, it's a great deal. Absolutely.
I know. I was actually full. And for me, I'm not. Okay, it's I eat constantly. I'm almost never not eating. And so for me to go in and have this pizza fill me the way it did was absolutely delicious. Now, where did you guys get some of the recipes? I know that is the sauce just something you order, you looked around and found the best kind? Because I noticed your sauce tastes really good. To me, sauce is everything.
Our signature sauce is the Mama Rose red sauce, and it's Mama Rose after John's grandma, Grandma Rose. So it is a family recipe.
Oh.
And
so I'd have to, like, popular. You know, put on the ski mask and come in late at night to try to steal it. If
the recipe is all in the brain. I don't think it's even written anywhere.
That's Luke, how you
no,
know
I'm kidding.
It's good.
I'm just kidding.
By the way, Luke
I'm
calls that shopping.
It's written.
Just
okay. Oh, that's funny.
So no, you guys, wait a minute. You guys actually put out the recipe or no?
No, we don't put out the recipe.
I didn't think so.
No. We have to have our employees, you know, sign a form that says, we will not take this recipe with us when we leave. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding about that, too. But it's a traditional Neapolitan red sauce. It's a thinner style sauce, which, again, is traditional Neapolitan sauce. We do have a thicker red sauce as well that we don't make in-house. And, you know, just as an option, we have 8 different sauces people can choose from. So, again, you're really getting what you want with the flavors that you want.
By the way, can I say something that I like about Artisan Pizza that you probably don't think about? Access. I like restaurants that are right close, right next to a major artery, so I can get there quickly, a major road. I don't like things that are like, you know, downtown in the middle of Englewood or Denver or stuff, if I can avoid it. I like something I can get to quickly off a highway.
Yes, I know this. I know this good place. It's down the main road, off a dirt road, through the valley, under the bridge, knock 3 times on a wooden shack and ask for Frank. So I don't want to go to that place. I don't
pay the toll with the old guy who ferries you across the river. Yeah.
Just a bit ominous. Just a bit.
Exactly. Well, no, I mean, I love it. I like a place I can just shoot to. Okay. And you guys are a ways out there in Parker. You're at Parker and what's the main street?
Hess.
Hess.
And Hess Road is becoming a main thoroughfare because all the way to I-25 now, so right by the Hess Reservoir. So it's super accessible, and we do have people coming over from Highlands Ranch, Castle Pines, because that Hess Road has allowed that better accessibility. And right on Parker Road and Hess.
And one last thing. A lot of people worry about where they spend their money these days, Sandra. They worry about spending their money, quite frankly, at places that, shall we say, are going to donate money to bad things. You guys, you and your husband are fairly patriotic, am I right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Most of our financial donations go right back into the community.
Yeah.
They go right back to the schools, you know, the local sports, schools, churches. So that's where we're really focused. You know, we did a food drive for Parker Task Force, knowing that they were, you know, with COVID restrictions, that was difficult for them to get as many donations as they needed. So, absolutely.
So,
we are very focused on our community in that respect.
Right.
With
someone comes to Artisan Pizza. They're just getting great food at a great price. And by the way, it is, folks. It really is. And they're giving money also to some very good local things and helping people out. I love that. Hey, Sandra, how do people find you online and how do they find you on the road?
Online, you find us at www.artisanpizzaco.com. Our menu's there. Everything you need to know is there about ordering, etc. We're on Facebook, Artisan Pizza Co., and on Instagram.
Okay, and if you want meat, don't go in after I do, so kind of time it. I'm just recommending that to everybody. Sandra Liberati of Artisan Pizza, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Andy. Thank you, Luke. It was a pleasure.
Take care. Okay, folks, that's it for hour number one. If you missed this hour, it replays at 6. In the next hour, we'll have Jessica Marie Baumgartner and Patrick Neville. Until then, keep it right here on Rush to Reason, KLZ 560.